Keith Sinclair, Kings Hills and West Hill, yes to Kingsford. Firmly believe that the club satisfied all genuine concerns that the council had, and I can only see a positive outcome. I think it's pretty clear that the benefits far outweigh the negatives, the positives outweigh the negatives in this, and hopefully come the 29th, the councillors will make what we believe to be the right decision, not just for the city, but for the prosperity of the football club too. It's not just about football with this, it's more about, you know, a community service that the club are all too willing to provide and engage with.
Diane Reid, No Kingsford Stadium. The need to co-locate the stadium and the training facility has not been adequately addressed. Most football clubs go separately to their training and their stadium, and you know, I think any comparisons with Manchester City, which was is in a regeneration area in Manchester, is one of the biggest clubs in the world, is not a very good comparison to make for Aberdeen Football Club. I think that demonstrates, you know, the strength of feeling against it, that there was certainly a lot more people objecting to it than supporting it.